So in today's audio tip, I thought I would talk about colour, because I don't think I've talked about colour before as part of these audio booths. So that's what I'm going to do today. Colour is remarkably important, and yet it's something that's also massively controversial. When it comes to design sign-off, often the website owner and the web designer clash over colour. In fact, it's not just the web designer and website owner that clash, it's pretty much anybody. And that's because we all perceive and see colour in slightly different ways. This is partly because of the way our eyes work and the way that we process colour visually, but it's also because of the emotional associations that we have with colour. Colour can be a very powerful thing. First of all, you need to know that something like 1 in 20, I believe, men are colourblind. So immediately that creates issues around colour. Add to that the fact that we perceive colour in slightly different ways, and the fact that our computers all display colour in slightly different ways, as does our monitor, graphics card, operating system, etc. Makes colour quite complicated. Then add into the mix on top of that the fact that we will emotionally respond to colour in different ways depending on our childhood, for example. If, for example, we had a cuddly toy that was of a particular colour that we loved deeply, we are going to naturally be more inclined towards that colour. Add into the mix again culture as well, and how some colours create certain connotations in some cultures that are very different to others. The classic example being red, which in the West is a sign of danger and stop and warning and that kind of thing, while in certain Asian countries it represents good fortune, wealth and luck. So colour is a very controversial and very powerful tool, but there has also been a lot of research done on colour. There is all kinds of information available online about colour blindness and the way that we perceive colour. Also, there's a lot of information about colour theory and which colours sit well together. One book that I particularly enjoy is called The Colour Image Scale, and it's been sitting on my bookshelf for ages. Now, I'm not even going to try and pronounce the name of the author because he's a Japanese guy, and he's way out of my league trying to say his name. But it is a superb book that provides great advice, not just about matching colours, and there's loads of tools online that do that for you, but also an indication of what colours what connotations colours have and where they're largely used. You know, are they used in fashion a lot, interior design, product design, visual media? What connotations do they have as, are they tropical or wild? Are they exuberant? Are they, cautious? What kind of words would you associate with those colours? And it also includes lifestyle kind of choices related to those colours as well. So is it romantic, elegant, chic, etc.? So it's a really good book to help you start out in selecting colours and choosing colours. And it puts a little bit of research behind that, because all of the colours and the associations in this book have all been heavily researched. And that brings just a bit of objectivity to the subject, and hopefully will diffuse a few of those arguments, especially when combined with things like colour theory and, other information we know about colour. So next time you sit down, whether you're a designer or a website owner, and discuss colour with somebody else, just bear in mind that colour is a very difficult thing to decide upon. And really, it's either your choices about colour either need to be based on previous research that's been done, or you need to try your own usability, or should I say design testing, with your target audience to see how they respond to the colours that you present them. If all else fails, test. We need to be testing pretty much everything we do, but I think it's especially true when it comes to colour, because everybody will have slightly different perceptions of what works and what doesn't.